producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the mobile Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. Actually, on a Saturday. I'll explain this all in just a minute. This is Lock and Load. Normally, I would give you the number to call in, but this is pre-recorded, so we're going to just skip over that. This morning, I am at Adventures Outdoors in Smyrna, Georgia. As the special guest of Head Down Products, which is one of the most ergonomically agreeable Glock designs I've ever gripped in my grubby little mitts. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk with a few people. Joining me now, he and I have collaborated on more than one event, more than one project. I am joined by none other than from YouTube, Such00. Good morning, sir.
What's up, Bill? Good to be here, man. Great to be here.
You told me that I would not believe Adventures Outdoors, and I was sort of like, yeah, I won't believe. You were right. You were right.
I know. It's actually, it surprised me again for the third time.
To give you an idea of where we're at, we're standing behind pistol counter number 2, which is essentially the Head Down pistol side of the store. Is it headdown.com?
It's headdownproducts.com.
Headdownproducts.com. Go take a look at what they do with the gun. They do the things that they do the stippling, so you've got a texture to grab hold of it. They do the slide lightning, and it's just the ergonomic feel of the gun. And you've shot these. I haven't shot one of those yet.
They are phenomenal. They really are. They just do a great job with it. And for the price is unbelievable.
Well, we can mention the price. Are they $629 today during this?
I believe they are.
Ryan, how much are these going for today? $639, but regularly $699, right?
Yeah.
Normally $699, and that's going to go up.
Well, I mean, even at $699, that's the gun included.
Yes.
And this is all of your primarily 49 millimeters, is that right, Don?
Yes. And different sizes as well, the full size, the compact with 40 and 9, and then the subcompact.
So, what is it, 27, 23, and 22?
Right, and then the 17, 19, and 26. You have your fiber optic sights, the slide's been milled, cerakoted, extreme serrations. Beautiful. Now, and I'll tell you one thing about stippling jobs, a lot of times they get kind of messy. One of the things about this is just a very uniform, beautiful stippling job that looks like part of the actual, like a manufacturer would do it.
How did they do it? That doesn't look like somebody took a, what is it? What's the tool? The soldering iron. Nobody took a soldering iron tip to that.
No, this has some special designs. This has diamond cuts in it. I mean, it's really beautiful. I mean, it really is, and it's very ergonomic, but it doesn't feel like a porcupine in your hand.
The front sight looks like a Christmas tree light when you're going down the front sight.
It is. Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas. How festive. HeadDownProducts.com. We are here right now. We're going to be joined later on by Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. He is a trainer out there that, and he looks like all the trainers, doesn't he? Those young, buff, shaved head dudes. Although I got a shaved head too, Aaron. Don't.
He's a real deal, man.
Yeah, he is.
A real deal.
Then we're going to be joined by some people from Armed Citizens United, which you're involved in.
Yes, sir.
We're going to try to get Tac Daddy Kevin to come on board. Then, of course, we've got people from from Adventures Outdoors and Head Down Products.
Yes,
that's all coming up later on. Opening up with Such, he was kind enough to, it's actually not the morning here, it's lunchtime. And when I said, okay, can I press you into service, you said, I'm hungry.
Yeah. But you know what, I'm willing to forego my lunch to talk to Bill Frady.
Gee whiz golly.
I'm just that kind of guy.
How many people would you say are in here right now?
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, I went to the lunch counter a minute ago and walked up, and there is not a space available on the counter as you come around. There are so many people, and it just keeps going on and on all the way around the building.
What strikes me about Adventures Outdoors is that they have such a big business that they have their own photographer. I've never been to an outdoor store that had their own photographer before.
That's pretty impressive.
But what is the square footage on this place?
There are 10,000 guns.
10,000 guns.
I would say 10,000 square feet easy.
The gun shelf, basically, doesn't it cover the perimeter? Does it go all the way up that side, too?
It does. It goes all the way around the entire back, the walls of the business, all the way except for the front. So it's pretty impressive.
10,000 guns. That's not really a number that you, until you look at it, that you can really put a number to.
This is true. And two, Bill, they're out in the aisle in these cases as well.
What I like about this is normally I'm doing something with some sort of political overview, but this time we're talking about a product, which means that very likely, because of the outcome of the way the show will go, that I will not try to hang myself at the nearest overpass later on today. So the political stuff always, it's always a downer just because of all the anti-gunners coming. Now, you've gotten involved with Armed Citizens United. You guys are starting to stand up and take your shots at everybody that's coming across the bow, right?
Well, yeah, and we've had some, we've done very well, and there's been a lot going on. I think that coming up, though, we're going to see some increase, especially in the states, with a lot of more, push toward gun control, more than on the federal level right now. And I think that's more dangerous.
Well, that's worked because Bloomberg bought it
right.
Washington State. So.
Right. So I think that may be more toward our main focus now, heading out and just kind of helping delay those things and fight them back.
Where are we at on the break, brother? I haven't been keeping track of time because we started late. Roger that. All right. So if you're in the southeast area, and I'm talking just over the, Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, Florida, and you're a gun enthusiast, if somebody comes to Adventures Outdoors and you want to buy something here, do they have FFL transfers set up here?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
The reason I ask is because they've got everything. I mean, there's nothing I can't... I haven't looked for some of the oddballs in here yet, but I'm thinking they probably, as much space as they've got... Have you ever, like a Colt Double Eagle, have you seen one of those in here?
Well, I haven't had time to look around because I've been talking to a lot of guys.
Such has lots of friends that really come by to see Such.
It's great. It's great to see people. And I did see a few revolvers. I just recently did a Model 10 Smith & Wesson review, so there were some revolvers, and I kind of eyed them as I scurried by. But, no, I haven't really looked specifically. But I do know that the guns just in front of us, there are probably 50 custom Glocks in front of us.
And they're giving away how many today?
I don't know. I know they're doing a giveaway. They're doing a package. They've got one of the Travis Haley bags over there that's just really a cool setup.
That's a Travis Haley bag over there.
It's pretty, yeah.
That's what I've been wanting, a Travis Haley bag.
Yes, that is a really cool setup.
Can you do like an inconspicuous walk by and it maybe vanish?
Sure.
It was given away.
I think it's like an invisible woman could carry it and
I think so.
Disappear.
I think so as well. I wonder if... I think there's six of these being given away, but I'm not sure.
I guess we'll find out.
I will, but I'm going to be buying one. Have you shot the 22?
Yeah.
The Mach 22?
Mm-hmm.
How does that shoot in that configuration?
It's really nice. The slide, the loosening the or lightening the slide keeps the recoil, lessens the recoil, and with that mass coming back, it really to me it's kind of funny that it would do that, but. It does lessen the weight. And then with the sight, just dead on.
All right, we'll be right back. We are at Adventures Outdoors Head Down Products on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,195.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,239.50, $619.75 for a half ounce, or $309.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,239.50, $619.75, and $309.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Somewhere there's all right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the mobile Frog Lube Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in you don't need because it's pre-recorded. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. This is the only double action pistol I'm going to carry just because of the double action plus. It surprised me. It shocked me. I didn't want to carry double action pistols anymore. Check them out at LionheartIndustries.com. Here today, we're actually doing this right now on a Saturday, setting up for Monday. We're at Adventures Outdoors in Smyrna, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. The guest of Head Down Products. The other day I had the pleasure of joining him and his crew, which was quite refreshing, but I'm joined now by the Tack Daddy. Good morning, sir.
No cursing allowed. Don't worry.
No cursing allowed. That's right. We're FCC regulated now. I didn't have to do that the other day on your show.
Well, here we are.
I didn't go too far with it. You, with your show, you cover a broad spectrum of things, but you seem to be trying to hit a lot of the stuff that I try to hit, which is the stuff that nobody talks about that never makes it into the mainstream media.
I think that's part of our responsibility here at this point. You know, mainstream's not going to talk about responsible gun use.
Right.
They're not going to talk about average everyday people having the right to defend themselves. So it's up to us to do that and to report on these stories, talk about what's going on in the news on a weekly, and you do it daily. Weekly basis, we try to pick three or four of the bigger stories going on in the gun world, talk about them, bring a guest in, talk about them with that guest, get a different fresh perspective every week as well.
Right.
Got some great co-hosts, some great regulars that join us all the time. And then we get into the tech stuff. But for the most part, the show's purpose is to get it out there that it's a bunch of average, everyday guys hanging out in a garage talking about guns. And it's an okay conversation.
That was a refreshing part because you set it up in a Google Hangout format. So you guys get to you see each other. So it's like you're having... It's like you're having a conversation in a boardroom.
Yep.
Of a sort, but a very relaxed boardroom.
Yes.
But you've had a lot of interaction with Head Down Products, haven't you?
I have. Lucky enough to meet some of the great people with Armed Citizens United that work with Head Down, and slowly but surely over the last 6 months have experimented with a couple of their guns, and that's why I'm here today. I absolutely believe in what they're doing. It all starts with the top of the house there.
Right.
And their belief that they want to put out nothing but the best. And, again, just check out their guarantee. If you want to start somewhere with Head Down, just start with the guarantee. Anything ever goes wrong, they're going to take care of you.
Well, I'm looking at the pistols, and Don and I talked about those. Such and I talked about those. Is this a pistol you run?
Actually, I'm carrying one right now.
Yeah.
Switched over from...
And you definitely run their ARs, right? Which we haven't even talked about their ARs.
Yes. I have slowly but surely switched over. I have one of the AR pistols right now.
Right.
And I also have the BR rifle, which is kind of their standard military type with the standard foregrip. It doesn't have the Picatinny rail in there.
Right.
Their other rifles have these great rail systems.
I've got one sitting over there that's like metallic blue.
They got the blue. They premiered the gray today, which is just awesome. If you haven't seen that, the lower and the rail has this incredible cool gray color. Same thing with the pistols. They now got the slides with the different gray colors. So they're getting into Sierra coating, getting into all the fun stuff.
Would you like that rifle right there? The way it's configured and everything, I'm looking at it. Normally, if you went to say like Bravo Company or something, you're approaching $2,500. Oh. Knight's armament, you're starting at $2,500. Where would you put the Head Down AR in classification as far as what level? Intermediate? Are you getting a boutique gun at an intermediate price? Is that a fair way to put it?
That's a fair way to put it on the middle range stuff that they sell. But you talk about that operator gun.
Yeah.
You put that up against all that high-end stuff you're talking about, whether it's a Dano Defense or a BCM or anybody that's out there, you know, dollar for dollar, you're getting at the door. I think retail on it is $18.99. All you need to do is put an optic on it. You'll never need a trigger, a grip, a buttstock. You'll never need to upgrade it from there. Not to mention, you're talking about, again, sub-MOA proven rifles. So,
what about weight? I like an AR that is fairly lightweight on the front end.
Their rail systems keep them incredibly. I mean, again, they're not the lightest thing because a bunch of people are putting together these 5, 6, 7, less than 7 pound ARs these days. Which to me, I want a little bit of bulk behind that round, dealing with that pressure. But regardless, the answer to your questions, they're legitimate, real world battle rifles.
I haven't tried one of those yet. Maybe after we get this done, maybe I can snake one out and go take it on the range.
I believe they've got them on the range for today, so that's awesome.
Now, you have gone extensively. I saw a video of you doing some range time with one of these guns at an underground bunker where you can shoot and move and everything.
Everyone thinks it's underground. It's actually a three-sided, what I call it, is a hangar.
Okay.
And I'm lucky enough to be teamed up with the great folks over at the Coral Springs Police Department Training Division.
Okay.
And a couple days out of the month, there's no one there training, and I'm able to go over there and literally use the facility the way it should be. And coming up soon, we're going to put some obstacles in there. Might even do some car stuff.
Well, I saw you making good use of what's there. They've got curtains on either side, so you were doing the pop-up and pop-up on the other side. So, I mean, nothing wrong with that.
Much more fun than shooting holes in paper, let me
tell
you that.
Yes, standing in one lane. I cannot stand to stand in a shooting lane.
It gets tough once you go to the other side.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
You can maybe go in there and practice some trigger press stuff, maybe. But, you know, to actually do the real-world stuff. Again, running, kneeling, getting behind a barrier, getting behind the other side of the barrier, reloads, all that kind of stuff. You can't do that at your average range. So I am lucky.
Your primary rifle's a head down.
As of today,
your secondary weapon is a head down.
Yeah.
You're just heading down.
I'm in. I am in. I believe in them. You're talking about, I'm sure you covered, well, you didn't talk about the ARs yet. You're talking about full billet, lowers, and uppers.
Right.
Just that alone, for that price, you're talking about something, again, versus what else is out there on the market, better than average.
Well, I mean, the furniture, is that an ergo grip on it?
That's an ergo grip on that one, correct.
Is that a
on
top
the
mod on the back?
Correct.
And it's
they've got a Vortex optic up on top there.
And the trigger guard, that's probably a mag pull because those are okay.
Actually, the trigger guard's fully integrated.
Integrated with the grip?
It's integrated with the actual lower.
Oh, so it's billet.
It is completely billet.
I don't know what it's going to take to break one of those.
I haven't tried, but you could probably slam it with a hammer a few times and not even ding it.
Yeah, we used to do something when I was training back in the 80s. How old were you back in the 80s?
In the 80s? Young.
Okay, that's enough for me. We would do this thing called the rush, and sometimes when we would come down, we would be slamming the buttstock down. When we would come down, we would actually break pins on the trigger guard.
I gotcha.
Because we'd be doing, and we were all in our 20s, so we didn't know like things like knee issues or hips or anything like that. So we'd be running, and then we were supposed to come down, land knees first, arrest our forward movement with the butt of the weapon, and come up in the prone. And
that pressure was popping.
It was just popping. And I've often wondered why on an AR that's not an integrated piece to the lower.
And they have, there's a few companies that do that now, but obviously you have to be dealing with basically billet lowers.
All right. Tech Daddy, thank you very much.
You got it. What a great event.
Very good.
Good to see you again, Bill.
Roger that. All right, folks, we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Back, coming to you live, actually recorded, but live from the Mobile Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. I'm not going to give you the number because it is pre-recorded. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries, the only double action pistol I'm ever going to carry. Again, I got rid of the SIGs, I got rid of the Berettas, I wasn't going to even do it. I tried the Lionheart. Actually, the LH9C, the Double Action Plus, wins me. That's the only kind of gun I'm going to check out. Check them out at LionheartIndustries.com. Back here on location, Adventures Outdoors, guests of Head Down Firearms, Head Down Products. Joined now by Aaron Cowan, Chief Instructor at Sage Dynamics. And I didn't know you before. I checked out some of your video coming up, so
yeah.
Your cred is established. Interesting interaction you had here at the counter. You had a little a couple show up,
mm-hmm.
and they the husband wanted an AR.
Mm-hmm.
The wife was afraid of the AR.
Yeah.
And then you undertake. How long did that take you to get her to start to consider things as they were going along?
Maybe 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Her initial, I guess she'd say she didn't want the AR. It wasn't based on anything other than an emotional response to the appearance of the weapon.
Right.
She was intimidated by, I don't know if it was necessarily the complexity or just the overall stigma that those rifles sometimes have, depending on what kind of background you're coming from.
Right.
She was okay with handguns. She said she owned an M&P Shield, and she carried occasionally. But with the rifle in the house for home defense, she was she wanted to be okay with it, but I think she needed someone to kind of convince her that it's just a tool, and it's a tool that fits a very specific job, and it's something that you should definitely have, because when it comes to, in their case, for home defense, it's definitely a force multiplier. It's going to give you more options than you would have with a handgun.
Now, for you as a trainer, most of the people that have come to you are coming to you because they're seeking you out. How many people have ever come to you in it for any form of training that you actually had to talk them into getting past that initial hurdle of fear of dealing with a gun based on that emotional response?
It's rare. I do see it more in handgun classes than I do in rifle classes. My experience as a trainer has been that when someone's coming for a rifle class, they already have at least a rudimentary or a basic level of experience. At the very least, some people come to me very well skilled. But with handgun classes, I see a lot of the new shooters. I've had people before that they purchased the gun and they had yet to even fire it before coming to the class.
Let's do this, and maybe we'll get rid of that. How about that?
Okay.
I don't know what was... I do know what was causing that. Okay. Anyway. With that sort of skill set coming forward with the rifles and everything, how many people are now... How many versus... When you're looking at people that come to you, veterans, mm-hmm. law enforcement, how many just regular people that have never been involved in either one of those things, active duty, reserve, whatever, how many of those people come to you nowadays?
If I had to put a percentage on it, I would say each rifle class is about 60% citizen, people with no law enforcement, no military background.
Right.
And then the rest of it will be made up of law enforcement and, of course, veterans or even some active duty. I run strictly citizen classes, which are open enrollment. Anybody can come. You can be a cop, you can be military, you can be a citizen, you get in the class. And then I do some law enforcement specific and some military specific. My personal feeling on training methodology is there's no arbitrary line at which a citizen gets to a certain point of training and we say, that's enough, you can't learn anymore. I don't believe in that. So if there's a skill and it could be applicable and it could be used to save someone's life, I believe that everyone has a right to learn it.
I would tend to agree with you on that one. As far as the kit that people show up with, how many people show up with guns that end up breaking?
I have one or two guns go down a class. Sometimes it's because it was a very inexpensive purchase. They went with a
entry level
firearm, and sometimes it's because they bought something that was supposed to be the greatest AR known to man, and it turned out to not be quite that case. I mean, I'm sure it shot fine when they were using it on an indoor range firing 200 or 300 rounds,
right.
Or 20 or 30 rounds, but in a 500 round count class, they see failures. I've seen some really catastrophic failures. Everybody's going to have gear problems, but that's one of the things for training is it helps you validate or kind of dismiss your equipment.
Right.
If you're having issues with a weapon light, a class is the place to have it.
Right.
So now you know, okay, under self-induced stress or under range-induced stress, this light's not going to work for me. I need to seek out a different option.
One of the things I was going to ask you now, last year, mm-hmm. during the panic,
yeah.
that had to be a sweaty year for you as far as, I mean, nobody could find ammo.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody could afford the ammo they could find. Is training, are your classes starting to come back?
I actually didn't have any problems during the panic because I also offer simunitions training. So I immediately, when I started seeing students weren't able to attend classes, and I was even going through my wholesaler trying to get ammo.
Right.
I was offering ammo deals as part of the class. And I even my wholesaler, nobody was able to get ammo. So I just replaced most of my calendar with simunitions classes.
All right, we're trying to get out of the way right here. And I think we finally did it. That's the thing about trying to work in a gun shop. When it's open, you're in the way. There we go. They've got me in the chair of cheer. I get the high chair.
That is a nice chair.
Yeah, it is.
I'm jealous.
I'm sort of wondering if I can get it into my ISIS welcome wagon bag. It would take some folding. How do they find Sage Dynamics? Where do you teach? Do you go out? Do you
travel. Yeah. I do travel. I obviously teach out of Atlanta. That's where I'm based.
Right.
Do simunitions, live fire training here in the city. And then I travel. My 2015 calendar isn't set yet. My next out-of-state class is going to be Virginia Beach, January 10th and 11th. That's a hybrid class with me and Paul Van Dunk, a Pace Performance. We're going to be teaching together.
Right.
And the whole idea behind the class is sometimes instructors host other instructors, but it's very rare that two instructors get together and teach at the same time. So the whole goal of this class is I'm going to be focusing strictly on the self-defense factors on the handgun. Paul Van Dunk is going to focus a lot on the more technical performance-based shooting because that's his background. He's a performance shooter.
And that's really the only way that can work.
Yeah, that's how we got to do it.
With two instructors in the mix.
Yeah, so we did it once before in October. We did it up in New Jersey. And apparently New Jersey is a huge training market, just nobody goes there because of the less free laws that the state of New Jersey decided their citizens deserved. But we did one day my class, the next day his class. This time we're doing 2 days combined. And I think it's going to be very beneficial for the students because they're getting two aspects, two ways to look at something, both from the self-defense world and from the performance shooting world.
If you had somebody out there, if somebody listening was trying to improve, say, their pistol technique,
mm-hmm.
they can't get to a class or anything, what's one drill they can do at home, dry, that they can that will help them out with their shooting?
I really can't stress enough drawing from the way you carry. Practice your draw from carry. I see people in classes that come to me sometimes. I don't see a lot of leg rigs. I don't see a lot of plate carriers in pistol classes. It does happen occasionally. But what I see a lot of is guys coming out to the range, and they tuck their shirt in, and they're running a zero retention Kydex holster. And my first question to them is that how you carry?
Yeah.
And they look at me like, I teach from concealment.
Right.
I don't see, if you're going to a self-defense shooting class, unless you're an open carry guy, I don't see any gain whatsoever from training or practicing open carry if that's not how you normally carry your gun.
Right.
So I would definitely suggest dry fire from your concealment and then start working on positional shooting. Do you know how to draw effectively sitting down in your car, working through your seatbelt, things of that nature? So I think if you can't get out to a class or you don't have, you know, it's not time, you don't have the budget to shoot this week, you can get a lot of dry fire just from working through the fundamentals and the techniques.
I think I may have to try to come back. My wife likes Atlanta. She likes to hang out at IKEA. How much time at IKEA would a Sage Dynamics class take if I came to take one of your classes?
Well, she could spend a good solid 8 hours
in
IKEA. So, and IKEA is definitely big enough to get lost for six of those hours the other two.
Am I going to be able to walk after the 8 hours of working with Sage?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah? Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. I mean, believe me.
It's physically demanding, but it is not physically tasking. You are not going to be fatigued, at least not at the fundamentals level.
Check him out at sagedynamics.com. We'll be right back on a Monday.
.org.
.org. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you recorded from the Mobile Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. I'm not going to give you the number because you can call in. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. I had given up on the second on the double action pistol. I didn't like the double action trigger pull. I didn't like the double action gun weight. I didn't like the way they functioned. I gave up on SIG. I gave up on Beretta. I gave up on everybody's double action. Then I found Lionheart. And the double action plus won me over. The weight won me over. The trigger pull won me over. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. Here we are back at Adventures Outdoors in Smyrna, Georgia. This is the largest single facility that I have ever been in. I'm sure that when I was in Ansbach, Germany, and I was looking out at the Blackhawk hangars, they were smaller than this gun shop. Or it's actually an outdoor shop, isn't it? Joining me again from Sage Dynamics is Aaron Cowan.
Hello.
Now, you have run the Head Down product, and you've actually reviewed the Head Down product. Which one was it, the handgun, the AR?
I reviewed the PV-15 rifle.
Okay.
With the Pervectus 15, I think, is the full name, PV being the abbreviation.
Right.
It's a 223 mid-light gas system. The most impressive thing about the rifle to me is the rail and the trigger. The rail is 70-75 aluminum.
Right.
Most people make their rails at a 60-61, so even if you use a really aggressive high-tension grip on the rifle, situational depending on what you're doing, you're not going to cause a noticeable shift point of aim, point of impact if you run your optic forward, if you're using iron sights and you're shifting that front sight.
Right.
Those weaker, the softer aluminum rails, you can put enough stress on one to affect your point of aim, point of impact. The trigger is, it's a curved trigger, but it doesn't have the same, I would say, depth or normal arc that your traditional curved trigger does.
Right.
And it's got a little thinner profile to it. It's got real quick reset, very little take-ups, 3.5 pounds. You're able to run the gun really, really quick. I'm more of a flat profile trigger fan, but that trigger definitely won me over.
Does it feel like it might have its roots in a competition type trigger?
It does. It reminds me a little bit of the Timney drop-ins,
okay.
Just a little.
Okay. Now, one thing about the rail that I like that they didn't do with the rail, they didn't go correct me if I'm wrong, but they didn't go key mod with this rail, did they?
It is key mod, but you still have your standard Picatinny hard points as well. It's got a full monolithic up top, 1913 rail sections, and then up front at the end of the rail, you've got 6, 3, and 9 o'clock rail sections, short ones, to add accessories if you want them.
Maybe if I put on my glasses, I could see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, it is
a key mod fan. But.
It is a key mod rail, but you still have the option of not using the key mod if you don't want it.
Right. As far as the gun is, you know, I didn't even ask this. Are you a veteran? Or are you?
Yeah.
You've learned your craft with Uncle Sam. Any compunctions about carrying that gun into harm's way?
No, I would trust my life to that rifle.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What kind of testing criteria did you have? How bad did you hurt it? How much
I,
did you run it?
I try to keep my reviews realistic.
Right.
I can break any firearm if I want to.
So that means you didn't freeze it in a block of ice and then bury it in mud and all of these other tests that some reviewers put
there. I pre-cleaned it and pre-lubricated.
Right.
And I some people say, oh, you should just test it. I don't believe in that. If a weapon is going to function reliably without lubrication, chances are the tolerances are so loose that it's not going to be a consistently accurate gun.
Okay.
So I pre-lubricate with FireClean, and then I do 2,000 rounds of the dirtiest ammo I can. I want to get the gun really hot. I want to get it really dirty. Is it going to take a bath? Is it going to get thrown in the water? Is it going to get a little money? Yes. But most people don't intentionally do that to their own firearms. So my goal when I do a review is to give it the most extreme abuse or hard use as the end user would, the person who's going to ultimately buy the rifle. I want to run it harder than they do so they don't have to do it to prove it's a reliable weapon.
See, the thing about reviews that tickle me is when I was in the military, our weapon was a reverent object. We slept with it. If it fell to the ground, we were trying to dive underneath it to catch it. I mean, never had mud in mine. I mean, I existed in Europe for 3 years in the mud, in the snow, lots of snow. So mine never went that way.
Yeah.
But I guess with the advent of the sandbox and everything, that has to be something taken into consideration.
You definitely have to take into consideration. And the United States, like if you look at somebody who lives in New Mexico versus somebody who lives in Montana or North Carolina,
right.
They have a different environment. So the weapon is just going to incidentally come in contact with a different kind of environment, different kind of dust, different kind of dirt, different kind of clay, different weather, different temperatures. So that's definitely a factor in review. I can't account for everything, you know, when I'm doing a review. I mean, I could, but it would take forever, and who wants to watch an hour and a half review?
Yeah.
People say I'm long-winded as it is when I do a 20-minute review.
That guy right over there, he always does them like 18, 19 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. I just, you know what? I want to get everything out there so nobody has any questions. I want to cover as many bases as I can.
Wham, bam.
Yeah.
There you go. Going forward, anybody show up? How much is that gun proliferating out there? How many people showing up in class with one of those?
I've seen a couple of them. I haven't run a rifle class in a couple months, so I can't say
sort
for sure. But I know, especially locally here in Atlanta, Head Down's pretty big, so I'm starting to see more of them. I have a pretty good relationship with Robbie from Ackworth Guns here in Ackworth, Georgia. I go up there. He's one of the retailers for Head Down, and he moves them pretty quick. And when I go in the shop, I talk to guys who have bought one from him. They've had them for 6 months, a year, however long, and I don't hear anything bad about them.
I haven't run one yet.
Yeah.
I haven't run one yet. I've got to run one. I want to really bad. What about the Glocks?
I honestly can't speak to the Glocks. I've just handled them. I haven't fired one yet.
Okay.
But I can say that you're getting, I mean, the stipple job is amazing. The grip and feel is amazing. They're not doing a lot of non-OEM parts with those guns, so you still have that Glock reliability. So if you're already a fan of Glock, they haven't changed out a lot of those parts.
What do you think about the price point where we're sitting right now? Non-discount. Buying the gun, taking it away like that.
You're getting Cerakote. You're getting front serrations, or, well, they use more like a diamond grid pattern. If you're into press checking, things like that. And you're getting a stipple job, and you're getting it for, what, I think $700?
$699.
Yeah, so that's basically how much does the Glock retail for?
Five and a half.
Yeah.
So you're getting all that work done for $150.
I think it's a great deal.
I think it's a great deal.
Yeah.
They're supposedly on sale today for $639.
Oh, wow. I might have to get one.
Nobody told you that, did they?
No, I didn't know that. And I want to review one, but I try to buy everything I review, so I'm as unbiased as possible. Try to.
All right. Where are we at? I didn't pay attention, Shane. Where are we at now? That's 3 minutes left. Are we pegging? I'm looking at this For those of you listening, this is Bill's first real remote with this equipment, and he didn't want. I'm just trying to make sure we're hitting it right. Are we pegging, or are you handling that? Roger that. I'd like to thank Shane for showing up on what is probably his day off to help record this for me. I didn't know what's involved in doing a pre-recorded show. Well, now I do. So, anyway, thank you very much for that, and I appreciate Genesis Communications helping me out with this. Mr. Cowan, as you go forward, what is going to be the next innovation you think in training? Technique-wise, I see technique changing. I see, are you a student of the Costa posture squared up?
I square to the threat because, and I don't want to get too much into science of it, but if you look at the evolution of fighting styles, we've always squared to our threat because that's what we do when our SNS activates.
Right.
Under our fight or flight response, so to speak, we square to our threat because we've been fighting with teeth and bared hands a lot longer than we have with weapons that we manufactured.
Right.
So that hasn't been factored into our brainstem programming. So I do believe in squaring to our threat and fighting from that way. The high overboard grip has a place, close quarters, rapid transition from target to target. Not something you want to use shooting 200-400 yards, obviously. I think people are going to continue to get more and more realistic with their training. I would like to see every single firearms instructor in the United States transition to 3D targets. I'd love to see that. I use a cardboard target. It costs me $1.50 a unit.
Right.
It's three-dimensional.
Right.
We need to start training people to shoot people, not paper. As a self-defense instructor, that's my advice.
Right. Well, that's what the Department of Homeland Security is doing, right?
Yeah.
As far as to be a civilian trainer, you have a lot more flexibility to adopt technique as it comes across your bow than, say, a military instructor.
Yeah, the military is a slow-moving machine. I spent some years working for the Department of Defense training their civilian police officers, and it was a nightmare for me to change policy and change technique and change tactics. As me training citizens, I can adapt a lot quicker if I want to introduce a new technique. And sometimes the technique's been in use for years, and it becomes suddenly controversial because the right video got on the right Facebook page at the right time. The temple index thing right now is a huge controversy issue when it's been in use by Naval Special Warfare units in the Army, units in the Air Force for decades, years, and law enforcement as well.
Check Aaron out at sagedynamics.org.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for joining me today. We're going to go into hour number two. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.